Will.
Hello.
Could you tell me how your day was today?
My day was very lazy. I didn't do much, and yet I'm tired. So congratulations, Will Roberts. Points, Will.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Points, Will sounds like a really nice name for a town.
Points, Will? Yeah. Welcome to Points, Will.
Yeah, where would that town be?
Honestly, it sounds like Iowa to me. It sounds like an Iowa town.
Yeah, concur. Like,
my favorite place in Iowa is not a real place in Iowa, because it's there, as you drive up north on 35, you pass a sign that says Manly, and then beneath that it says Forest City. And I like to think that's a place called Manly Forest City. In fact, it is two towns, one Manly, one Forest City. But I like to think it is Manly Forest City, a city of manly forests, full of redwoods and populated by lumberjacks that live amongst the trees.
Lumbersexuals. Yes.
Or are you? It's just a bunch of trees with penises.
Yes.
And beards, beards.
And there's a festival every year around these trees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a fertility festival.
Exactly. Oh. It's a bunch of women that are probably 35 and up that haven't been able to have the chance or blessed to get pregnant yet.
Sure.
And they go out there.
Like, it's just like the Wicker Man.
It's like a you know, I'm getting close to that age, so this festival would be really good for me.
You could use a baby.
Yeah.
You go get a Woody.
Yeah.
And then you get a baby.
I am Philip. First we'll have a little chat, then put on our improvers. Now it's time for Next At Bat.
And we're here today with License to Krill. Hey, License to Krill.
Hello, Next At Bat.
It's been a long time coming. It's great to have you guys on the show. Could you introduce yourself?
Finally.
Well, my name. Right.
Oh boy. Resentment, right?
Yeah, that's great. Man.
No one bears a grudge like Krill.
Oh, no.
My name is Will Roberts. Shut up. Don't talk over me.
Fuck you.
My name is Will Roberts. And I'm the leader of License to Krill.
And I'm Kristen Pichette, and I'm Will Roberts' follower.
Oh.
She yes-handed it.
Yeah, I sure did. That's improv, kids.
Wow, that's what a roughly three-year relationship will do for you?
Yeah, yeah.
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 That's about how long you guys have been together, I believe, right?
Yes,
yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that in a minute, but first I have to introduce my Kristen Pichette to me being Will Roberts.
That's right.
Philip Simondet.
Yeah, hi, I'm Philip Simondet, and I am subservient to everyone's host of Next At Bat, Matthew McLeod.
Well, thanks, Philip. It's great to have you here, and we'll see you in about 22 minutes.
All right.
The shade here.
So pull the shade down. No one wants to see me.
Aww. So can he hear us still?
Yeah. Oh, you can hear us.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
No, don't tell him I said this, but he's really good at bringing stuff back that he hears.
Oh.
Like in the interviews and stuff like that. He'll bring it up in the improv that we do later in the show.
Like callbacks.
Yeah, callbacks. Oh. That's what
we
call it in the improv biz.
We don't really do those very much.
We're not, yeah. Sometimes.
No, sometimes. Not so much. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
So 3 years together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you characterize where you are now as a duo, like what you guys are doing now compared to what you were doing when you first started?
Well. We met in 201.
201, yeah.
3 years ago.
At Huge Theater.
Yeah. And I sent out an email to everybody in the group, and it was big players now.
Big names.
Yeah, big names like Maria Bottoli, Nate Morse, Brian Pierce.
Yeah.
And nobody responded, and the only person who responded was Will Roberts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
so one day you came over to my house and we practiced in my living room.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we had no show, nothing like that.
Right.
We rehearsed for a long time before we got a show.
Like, I think it was almost a year before we had any like a go-go run.
But we always made sure we kept rehearsing, which I think is important if you actually want to form a group. I feel like some groups just come together and they're like, we're going to do this, especially when you start getting a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. But we actually committed to it, whether we had a show or not. And I feel like if you want a show and you're still new in the, you know, in the scene, that's important. Just get together and just play.
Yeah.
We, I feel like we've changed over the years. We continuously change.
I think we find more and more like what we specifically like to do. Like, and we've honed the kind of things we like to do, and are finding the direction we wish to go, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. We've been blessed to have like Jill Bernard coach us, and, Megan Wolf is our coach, and, they've both led us in directions where we really feel like we are moved to go. And right now we've been using this Wednesday run to play with our form.
Mm-hmm.
And the beginning, Jill was like, Jill Bernard is big on not being 11s on stage and talking to each other. And so we worked with shape a lot. So we, for our form in the beginning, for almost a year and a half, we would just shape ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And we'd have the audience shape us.
Yeah, we'd have the audience shape us. And
that was to get us to think about just our picture on stage and how we looked, and help us be more theatrical and more interesting to watch, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's important. That's like getting a stage picture before you even start talking. Mm-hmm.
And I guess ideally, not that we always necessarily do this, but ideally that would just be what we do now. You know, that's what we're hoping we do now.
We play with the chairs a lot more. Megan Wolf has us playing with the chairs, mm-hmm. And moving them, and we don't need to use them necessarily each set, but we don't do a lot of sit prov.
Sometimes I do.
I don't. I move around a lot. I'm really big for License to Curl. Since it's two of us, I'm about stage picture because we have to really create that world since there's only two of us and nobody else is helping us out with that world.
Right.
Right now, we just did a workshop.
We took the Mayhem. Yeah. One of the Mayhem workshops.
And we did. So Hannah was talking about your shiny apple. My shiny apple, of course, is sex. Mm-hmm. And Will's is over explaining things.
Yeah.
And so this week we did a set where I was not allowed to talk about sex. Mm-hmm. And it was.
Real quick, Will, could you tell me about roller coasters?
Is this a trap? Remember. I feel like this is a trap. I'll do it. I swear to God, I will.
You will overexplain this.
Do you want to hear about dueling? No, it's not Dueling Dragons anymore at Universal Orlando. It's awesome. Everybody go.
And we're back from Will explaining for the last hour and a half about Dueling Dragons.
He's really good at over-explaining things, but sometimes I think that makes our improv great because he's so intellectual and I'm not. I come from a place of just comes out no matter
pussy
what.
Pussy jokes.
Yeah. Pussy jokes, but it's not all pussy jokes. I mean, no, it's some not. No, dick I know. Jokes. And so, like, no, but like this week I tried really hard to not talk about sex. I think Phil saw
I was
that
there,
set.
Yeah, I really want to talk about this. I was intrigued by that.
Yeah, and it was one of the hardest things I've done because I'm a really sexual person. But I'm not sexual in all my improv. Mainly License to Krill.
Yeah.
Because Will lets me do whatever the fuck I want.
You get free license.
to do what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah.
Well, and specifically because you started the show by saying you were going to do a non-sexual set, mm-hmm. Will just spent the entire time making it as hard as possible for you.
Yeah.
Which was good, though. Really like I enjoy a challenge as far as improv goes because it helps my brain just go in a different direction, which mm-hmm. is because it's already pre-wired and I really need. So once you start doing improv a lot more, I feel like you need to challenge yourself or you're just doing the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm.
You fall into your own habits. And if somebody doesn't push you out of that, it's so easy to become comfortable.
Yeah.
Right.
Like last night, Erin came up to me after the set and she's like, you know, you named me Dolphin twice in two sets. And I'm like, gosh, dang it. Like there's things that like names I fall into or space work I fall into, like sweeping or opening books or something mm-hmm. like that. You know what I mean? So I'm like, challenging myself. And Krill is an awesome place to do it because we have a Wednesday run. I feel like we can play a little bit more mm-hmm. and it's not like people are expecting anything when they come in. It's a Wednesday show. I mean, they're expecting us, but I feel like we have a little more license to play.
We have a lot of licenses.
We have so many licenses. You should see our wallets. They're so fat with mm-hmm. licenses.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I think also, man, we've filled this question for a long time, haven't we?
Good.
Okay, cool. I feel at some point, and I don't know when, we discovered how dark we like to go, you know, and how... Because at one point, I mean, I was really into, like, very serious scenes for a little while.
Yeah.
And now I'm not as, like, directed into them, you know? Like, they're not my holy grail or anything right now. Mm-hmm. But I really like that I think we picked up darkness, and then we have been more melding it with humor, I think.
Yeah.
And also, we're still really childlike, I think. So it makes, I think that's our identity right now. That's what we've been sort of discovering and honing, I think, is the darkness plus the cuteness, more or less.
It's like the devil's wearing an Easter dress.
Yeah.
That's how cute it is.
It's like that guy from, oh, you haven't seen Trick or Treat.
Anyway. No, I haven't. No, another thing, another reference.
Sam, the little pumpkin killer from Trick or Treat. Anyway.
Twick a tweet.
Twick a tweet.
That does make murder more adorable.
It does.
Well, yeah, I like you, Will.
I like you too.
Aww.
Aww.
We just kissed everybody.
Mwah. Yeah. Like usual.
Yeah. There they go. There they go again.
And we're back from Will and Kristen having gone upstairs for quite a while. One of the things that I notice when I watch you two is you have a unique way of interacting with each other on stage. You listen really hard, but you have such different points of view. And mm-hmm. and you're very, very accepting and used to each other's point of view. And so that's, I think, for me at least, what makes Licensed Krill a unique product, a unique aesthetic for the audience to watch. How would you explain to somebody who maybe hasn't seen your show, or even just explain to somebody who just wants to understand what that dynamic is like to be a part of, what is that feeling like? Because like you said, Kristen, you come from a very like almost filterless emotional point of view, and Will, you're very, very intellectual. Not that either of you can't do the other, but you have very distinct points of view that are not similar at all.
I agree.
Yeah. I've thought about this a lot, and I can't figure out why it works. Yeah, because we're basically opposite people, I think.
Completely opposite.
Yeah. Like, so that's weird.
We're both white.
We are like, yeah, white Minnesota people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're not from Minnesota.
No, I'm not.
Anyway.
I have a way different background than Will. Uh-huh. I grew up in like a different kind of situation than he did, and I faced a lot more like challenges growing up and in my 20s and stuff like that. And I feel like I come from a place, my improv comes from that place of the situations and places I've been in. And I know like some people use improv for therapy, and I did for a while. And then I'm like, I really should see a real therapist. Mm-hmm. So, but it did help me because some of the things I've said on stage, people don't know, like they're really crazy, but some of them are actually true from situations that have been for my life. And, so I feel like that's where my improv comes from, because I didn't go to college, and I'm not very intellectual. I feel like I come across like I've gone to college, but I haven't, guys. I'm really not that
you
smart.
You heard it here first.
I'm street smart. I mean, I can tell you where to... Never mind. But,
No, what was that going to be? What was that going to be?
About see it later, no. Wednesday night.
Oh,
Kristen, you don't have to have gone to college to be smart.
I know.
That comes from a teacher who pushes kids into college.
Yeah. But no, I feel like... we both have different backgrounds, and I feel like that helps us. We're not the, like, I feel like some, like, Friar McSpeedy, they both have been friends forever, and they, that helps them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like, for us, it's just, like, two completely different people from two completely different backgrounds, and we trust each other. I mean, we've gone to festivals together, and I can walk around in the middle of the night and trust that he's going to make sure that I get home safe, and, you know what I mean? Like, he's super easy to travel with. He's like, it's so just easy to be with him. You know what I mean? He doesn't make me like try to be somebody else. I'm not. He just lets me be myself, which is, I know that I sometimes feel like I have to be in a mold, but that's just my society's like perception. But Will, with every human being he ever was interacted with, I feel like he just is just likes the human race. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So that's why I get along with him so well. So.
Well, thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome.
Wow. Well,
I feel like
I was so busy listening to that. Man, I have some pointers for this podcast.
Again, let me take out my notebook.
And we're back from about an hour of notes that Will had for this podcast.
Philip, I thought you weren't going to talk.
And we're back from Philip's crying jag.
I think, like, yeah, we are so different, but I feel like we connect on some basic level. Like
yeah.
Nate Morse gave me like I think the best compliment I've received on our show, which was just I feel like no one likes each other on stage more than you guys. Or I think that's what he said. Or he just likes how much we like each other on stage.
Yeah,
and that's really cool. I appreciate that. Like
yeah.
that there's we've been told a lot that we have great chemistry.
Yeah,
you do.
And yeah, yeah and so I guess we. It's just we connect in some very basic way.
Yeah.
And then that allows us to like, it's like, I don't know. We have this foundation that allows us to have this sort of dissonance over it that still, it still works out.
Yeah. And
like some free jazz or something.
And me and Will have gone through things before and we've trusted each other enough to call each other and like totally let each other into the other situation. Like we've gone through hard times and been like, called each other and told us about the hard times. Like,
yeah, we actually like it's our friendship. I think is weird because we don't actually. I feel like we don't hang out that much.
We don't.
Like mainly we just hang out through improv. You
we
know?
Do.
Like that's kind of the only time.
But like when we have hard times, like
yeah, like I trust like, Kristen.
Yeah, yeah, and I trust him. So like I've gone through really shitty times and like I've called Will and like it's not like we go out and get burgers and beer and stuff like that. We have totally different interests. But like for on a friendship level, like if something happens, I'll call Will. But... Yeah, we do love both love burgers. But like when we first met, like I was like, I don't know, like this is weird. But it was weird because like we were both so brand new to it and it was uncomfortable. Right. But once we got past, I think Jill Bernard saw something in us when she saw us on stage and how uncomfortable and sexual tension and stuffy we were. And she said she wanted to take it, you know, she took a chance on us.
Yeah.
And she coached us a few times and it was awesome. And then with Megan Wolf, it's she just loves how weird we are, you know, and that I don't know. I just feel like I'm really blessed that somebody out of the 13 people that were in that class took a chance on me. And I feel like that I've developed into the improviser that I wanted to be.
Yeah.
I'm still developing.
I mean, I said this like a week or two ago, but I'm really proud of us. Like, I know. Compared to how we were 3 years ago. I'm just, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that you guys mentioned the trust thing, between the two of you, it does seem to be just absolutely full on trust.
Mm-hmm.
That there's absolutely nothing that, you know, you wouldn't do for each other and that, you know, that's there. So you can have that freedom to go anywhere with each other. And Will, you mentioned that Nate had said that, you know, he's never seen anybody that, you know, has so much fun up there. It does seem like that that you guys are, you're always enjoying each other and you're actually actively, while you're still in the moment, enjoying what the other person is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of admiring while you're working together.
Yeah.
Does that seem correct?
No, yeah.
It's totally true.
Yeah. I like when you surprise me. I very much enjoy that.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, someone else complimented us on how much we fuck with each other in a lot of different ways.
But the thing is, we know we can do that with each other because we've accepted that about each other. Don't fuck with your scene partner if you haven't built that level of trust yet. You know what I mean?
But if you can, it's pretty fun.
And it is fun once you get to that point in your improv that you can just do. And we've had some scenes where we've talked about them off stage, but usually like I'm the one who used to be really bad. I would get off stage and be like, I did not like that. Da 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 da.
Well, it was always about yourself.
Yeah.
Almost never criticize me.
Never. Well, but now I've gotten better. Like I get off stage and I'm like, I don't barely say anything. I was just like, that was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant you got better.
Now she's gotten better. Now she's got the leash.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
God.
Why did you talk? It was my
exactly.
Did you break character again?
No. Well, we don't really care about that.
No, yeah. We care about it, but just...
We do. He makes me laugh on stage, too, and I have to really watch it, but he...
That's part of the... Yeah.
He's just...
That's part of the fun.
Yeah, he's... It's just really awesome to have somebody... Like, and I'm in a few groups, and, like, I love all the groups I'm in. Don't get me wrong, but I trust Will. Like, I can do whatever I want, say what I want, and not feel judged.
Mm-hmm. So, both of you take improv pretty darn seriously. Mm-hmm. I think that's safe to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you working on? I mean, most people that take improv really seriously are never real happy with where they are and are constantly striving to, you know, get somewhere new, so, you know, push somewhere new. And both of you have been at this for quite a while.
Yeah.
So what is it that you're currently working on, either individually or together?
All right. Well, I mean, that's a good question. I've been thinking about this, and I'm not 100% sure where I want to go next. Like, I think for the first time in my, career, I think I'm pretty consistently happy with the work I've been doing. Like, just my performances, like, they're not, I mean, I'm not saying that, like, I'm the best, but, I'm like,
you're content with,
I think I'm doing, yeah. like, I honestly believe I'm doing good work, and that's really nice. Mm-hmm.
It's a
like,
good it, place to get to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm trying to think of, now that I'm here, finally, what's next, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, I've been throwing around the idea of trying to direct a show, but, I don't know if I will have time for that for a while. So I don't know. I want to make sure that I can fully commit to that. Other than that, I mean, I don't know. I'm in a good number of groups that I'm very excited for. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there's no show I do right now that I'm not like really into and really proud of, and just happy to do. Which is amazing. I'm so happy. Yeah, that's a really great place to be. And if you can get there, do it. Yeah.
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 So yeah, I mean, I'm looking for the next thing that I want to find.
Sure.
And I'm enjoying where I am right now, but I want to find the next thing. I don't want to get comfortable again, you know?
Yeah.
For me, I'm teacher assisting right now, and I mm-hmm. eventually want to teach. But you have to have, you have to be able to just do it with complete and utter like fearlessness. And sometimes, and I just did a workshop and I did pretty good at the workshop for the TAs. I just need to get like a little bit more confidence, I think, in my presentation. Cause when I'm on stage, I black out almost, like I don't see the audience, and it took a long time for me to get there. But with students, it's like they are watching your every move. Like I got an email from a student the other day asking me how they think they did. And I'm just like, like, don't try. I don't know yet. Like, I'm with Dan Jaquette, and I think it's a good, it's just 101. So it's awesome. You know what I mean? These are brand new. Mm-hmm. You're teaching them brand new things. And you're like, and it's like, it's also like you're learning still, you know, you're relearning things. Sure. Cause it's just like beginning stuff. And we all need to like, I feel like it's just like a constant thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then also I just take workshops whenever I can, because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a forever student. And I feel like if you stop taking classes, it's like, are you too good? Like, I'm mm-hmm. not being cocky, but I'm like, just like, I feel like you should always be a student, like always learning.
Definitely.
And I'm just working on, you know, I'm in a few groups right now, Snack Time, of course. I'm in a throwback group, and, so I'm really enjoying those. But I did, to be honest with you, I was doing too much, working a full-time job and doing a little too many shows, and I finally had to drop one of my shows. And I feel like that's important too, I want to preserve the thing I love. So mm-hmm. I want to put all I have into the groups I love. And, so it's just, that's where I'm at right now. And so I'm happy now because I also had to like say no. We have a huge cast for throwback, and I had to say no one night, cause I just needed to just take a chill pill. Cause I was doing like six shows, and I was like, that's just too much when you work a lot. And I just feel like you should always keep learning. Go to Space Jam, because that's how I got where I'm at. I went to Space Jam every week and did a bunch of crappy improv, and I still do crappy improv sometimes, and I think that's okay. And if you're gonna fail, fail big, and sometimes those failures are fucking awesome.
Yeah. And just jumping on that, I also want to teach at some point, you know. I did the same TA training
self-promotion,
workshop.
Self-promotion.
except I don't have a TA position.
You will.
So Kristen's ahead of me in that department. I will never, they will never let me.
You
they will let
will.
Me nowhere near their minds.
You will. You will.
Yeah. But, yeah. And I don't know. So I, for a time last year, you know, the only show I was doing was License to Krill. Like, that was the only group I was involved in. And then, like, And I was actually, I was briefly considering just leaving it like that and sort of, because I was, I don't know, I was in a tough place and I was considering like just basically effectively retiring for a little bit. And then, I don't know, I came back and I, like, I don't want to say like, like there were some shows, I took on some shows that I wasn't 100% certain I would be great at, but I, you know, like I was interested in. Like, I mean, I don't want to embarrass anyone by saying this, but I wasn't sure, I wasn't certain about doing the Power Rangers show, mm-hmm. like Mighty Morphin Improv Rangers when I first auditioned. And, you know, even through a few practices, I wasn't sure I wanted to do it. And now that's like one of my favorite shows to do. I'm so proud of that show. Like, I'm so like, I, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm so happy I, you know, got back into it. And it's like, you know, I wasn't around for a while and then I came back and it was, I've been, you know, just things have been better than ever. And I took chances on things that I wasn't 100% sure about and wasn't sure I would love, but I, it really paid off. Yeah.
Well, I think that, I mean, you bring up a really good point, and part of the, like when you said like, I don't know if I should say this, like it, we all have questions about that sort of stuff. And I think that, you know, those of us that stay in our comfort zones all the time, mm-hmm. we don't push ourselves. Mm-hmm. So you have to push yourself out of your comfort zone. And it's very natural to have questions about whether or not you're, I mean, even into a rehearsal process, do I really want to be here? Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome that you tried something different and stuck mm-hmm. it out and now you love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Philip, do you have any questions for them?
I had one question, but you kind of covered it. I did want to hear more. You talk more about that, that show where you tried not to be sexual and then Will pretty much every scene was like
pimped her into it,
trying to force.
But I did a good job.
You did a fantastic job of, yeah,
the
resisting.
The thing is,
it.
When we're talking about this, it makes me feel kind of rapey. Yeah. I don't want to feel like that. She
He's
trusted
not.
Me. Like, she was, I told her backstage and that's I was going to do
is,
that.
And that's the thing is, like, don't ever feel like Will is like, that was not a violation of anything. Like, yeah. I would not care if he did anything to me like that on
Which,
stage.
But like, backstage that night, we, like, it was just your idea. You thought maybe we should do that in a different week or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I was like, you want to do it this week? And
yeah.
then, I don't know, just because the week before we had done this weird show with Polar Bear Centric, just
yeah.
reenacting one of our scenes for
yeah.
really no reason.
well, because we just keep playing with the form.
We're
like.
just doing, yeah, just, I mean, the reason we decided to do it that, just the no sex show last week was just because, like, we thought about it and I was like, oh my gosh, should we do this? And I feel like that thought, like, that nervousness was exactly why we should do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was what, yeah.
Follow the fear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were like, if it turns out crappy, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Right.
Like, and that it actually turned out pretty good. So, yeah.
Which is kind of going back to what you were just talking about.
Yeah.
Like, you know, trying things out. And
yeah. I feel like if we're never going to grow as a group if we don't try new things
Experiment.
Out. And
yeah.
we might
yeah.
find something that's like our exact thing.
Absolutely.
You know? So, no, and I'm just really glad that we are on this journey together. We've, mm-hmm. I feel like it happened like a few years ago, we weren't getting anything and I was getting kind of disappointed and I said, fuck it, fuck anyone, fuck everything. We're going to submit to a festival. And we got in.
Yeah.
And it was weird because it wasn't a really good tape, but.
No, yeah.
but we got into uh-huh. the Big City Improv Fest in Toronto.
Yeah.
Will's parents were so nice and they let us use their frequent flyer miles yep. to fly
and
to Toronto.
And also, that's let's point
so
this
nice
out. So, many of our
friends
helped fund us as well
yes.
to go there
wow.
because it was
like,
expensive.
Yes, it was very expensive. We raised $600 in 30 minutes.
Really? 30 minutes?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Jill Bernard posted it in the Twin Cities Improv Network page and
yeah.
people donated.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Most That's of them so never
cool.
claimed their prizes. I like sent an email for
yeah.
their donor gifts.
People just don't. It's just people just do that in this community.
Yeah.
They just do it. Like it's not,
yeah.
they don't think about it. And it was just, so we paid, we had our flight and our hotel rooms paid for. And so we got to go and do this festival. It was like a once in a lifetime opportunity and mm-hmm. it was amazing.
Well, hopefully not.
Yeah, we hope
yeah,
not.
Hopefully.
We've gone to three since. We've been rejected from three since.
Yeah.
Which was weird for us. But
yeah,
we were
well,
like.
They came in. Three streaks, so it was three acceptances, three rejections.
Yeah, but that was the thing is like after that first festival we got into, I was just like, I don't care what anyone thinks of us. We're just going to keep going, mm-hmm. and yeah, my goal is to at least do one show a month. Even mm-hmm. after that's just a good goal to have. I
yeah,
feel like, and I feel like we can accomplish that.
Jenny. And now's the time of the show where I throw the microphone over to Philip Semendet for a brand new segment that we call Phillip's Corner.
It's Phillip's Corner.
I'm scared to go to Phillip's Corner. Jesus Christ, guys.
That question earlier was an audition for me to ask more questions, and somehow I passed.
Wow.
So what I'm going to do here in this brand new segment is I'm going to stare at you awkwardly and intensely and then ask you a question that's not going to be good, but your answer is going to be amazing.
Rock and roll.
Will, imagine that it's the future. Beards are outlawed. Hair is required and skin is optional. What do you do with your free time?
Okay. Well, that depends. Well, video games are obviously going to be amazing in this future, so I'm probably going to be playing a lot of video games. They'll probably be like neural interface. That's what I'm thinking. Like, because, you know, we can remove skin.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to plug directly into your mind. Obviously, I will be shaving a lot, so, you know, I'll have to make time for that. Just because, I mean, every day the restrictions on what is and isn't a beard get closer and closer. So it's like, you know, stubble eventually, you know. It's a slippery slope, really. First they came for the lumberjacks. Then they came for the rabbis. Then they came for the hipsters. And then there was no one left to speak up. So, you know. But anyway, video games is the answer. Like, all these bitchin' video games that plug into your mind.
Wow.
That's like the right answer.
Like Demolition Man, kind of.
Yeah, or, well, also The Matrix.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, yeah, with the sex in Demolition Man.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun, too.
Yeah.
Or Time Cop.
Yeah. Those are good movies.
And the sex.
And the sex. Just the sex.
Fortunately, not all restaurants will be Taco Bell.
Kristen.
Philip.
Did you ever play video games? Have you ever played any video game?
Yes. I played the first Nintendo. I played Barbie, where her body didn't face towards you. It was just a vertical, like, just on the screen. So she'd be jumping, and it was just like that.
Wait, what did you do with Barbie? Was it like...
She, like, went to, like, cafes, and, like, cupcakes were rolling after her. And she went to, like... But of course, she didn't eat the cupcakes. Because look at her.
Right.
I think I had a Barbie video.
They were chasing after her because she was afraid. She was anorexic and afraid of them. She's like, oh no, I can't.
So the villain of the game was carbs?
Yeah. I also played Zelda on Game Boy, but never on. I was obsessed with Zelda for a while. And I played Sega. I played Sonic on Sega.
Yeah.
But that's it. Like when I was a kid, and then I never got into video games after that. My brothers had all those plays. I was just never into them.
This question will be for both of you. How many non-driver's licenses have you had?
You mean like permits?
I don't know. Like, you can get licenses for other things.
I had a Jennifer Lopez license once that I got at a tourist shop.
What does that mean?
It was a license that had the picture of Jennifer Lopez on it and like said
like a
how,
fake ID.
Because I was
like,
obsessed with Jennifer Lopez in high school, so I had her driver's license, like a fake driver's Jennifer Lopez license in my wallet.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
I've had a fishing license. When I was in Boy Scouts, I had my, these aren't licenses, but I had the fireman chit.
Chit, yeah.
And I had the totem chip, which were basically licenses to build fires and
cut and use whittle. And have a knife.
To have a wife. I just said have a wife. I do not have that
license.
Do
either of you have a marriage license?
I do not have a marriage license.
No, barf.
Ew. Domesticity.
I have a certificate that says I was born.
That's a license to live.
Yeah. That's going to be the name of our soap opera.
My passport has expired, so I do not have that license. I need to renew that. Yeah. So, to answer your question, not many.
I got rid of that Jennifer Lopez license.
I don't have a fishing license for this season or anything.
Yes, we have a license to Krill. It's a great movie, too.
To Krill?
To Kill.
Okay.
There is actual documentary, there's a documentary called License to Krill.
It's about whales or something. Yeah, it's about the actual animal.
Mm-hmm. We're not lying.
I believe you.
That's
Google
the first
it.
Thing that comes up when you Google
and
it.
And then our Facebook page is like, second. Yeah.
Final question. How many krill have you had?
None.
Thank you. That has been Phillip's Corner.
Phillip's Corner.
And the corner.
Are you guys ready to do some improv?
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah.
Next up, Pat!
Welcome to the whale exhibit at the Denver Natural History Museum. I'll be Terry, your tour guide. This fourth grade class that's coming through right now.
Is there any krill?
No, there's no krill.
I want to eat krill.
You know what, kid? There's no krill here. There's no live animals in here. It's a museum, so it's just like statues.
I was told that I get to see whales and eat krill.
This is a hoax.
This is not a
this
hoax.
This is just a hoax. We've promised.
Terry, hey, Terry, can you come take over my shift?
Riot. Gattaca.
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 What is it, Marlene?
I just need my I just need a cigarette. This is my fifth fourth grade class today, and they're driving me nuts.
I'm not qualified for this. I'm just a janitor.
No, you're fine. I'm gonna leave and go on my smoke break.
Hey kids,
please stop mutiny. Well, I'm just here to teach you about the whales.
You have a funny mustache.
Why is it so bushy? Why does it go out past your ears?
Well, I've got a cleft lip, and I used to get made fun of for, so I drew this out bushy to hide that.
I'm sad now.
It looks like krill.
Well,
have you taken the wheel of the krill?
Yeah. Have I taken the wheel
Did
of the
krill? Did you eat all the krill?
Is it stuck in your mustache?
Well, just a odd
is
coincidence.
Is it like Bailey? Does he filter out?
Here's a learning moment for you all. The teeth of whales are much like my mustache. There's a lot of little projections that just kind of form mustache. Not teeth. They don't have teeth the way that you think of teeth. The teeth are more like my mustache.
Are you a whale?
I'm back from dropping the kids off at the pool, guys. Hey.
Hey.
You poop?
I poop. This guy, his lip's weird, like those charity boxes they have at restaurants.
No, but just like when I was a kid. Oh, man, I need to get a bushier mustache. Well, a learning moment, kids. Whales also poop.
What?
Every animal
how
poops.
Do they flush?
Well, they just swim away.
My mom, we live in a greenhouse, so we only flush when it's yellow.
Ew.
Sometimes my dad's pee smells like vodka.
You're weird, Sarah.
It's okay. That's what everyone says. I know I smell like tuna fish, too.
Here's a learning opportunity for you, kids. Tuna fish is actually a large fish that we mash up into a tiny little mush and then make sandwiches out.
I heard there was dolphins in there.
Well, the good stuff. I mean, it's laced with better animals than tuna fish, so yeah.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
What happened to your voice?
I'm a different kid.
Oh, God.
We're two different kids. We look really alike.
Oh, you guys are the fraternal twins, Tommy and Bobby.
I feel like we have fraternal twins a lot in our improv.
Yeah, because I'm a fraternal twin.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
She's at home because she has measles.
Measles? Are you an anti-vaxxer?
Yeah, my mom is. I mean, we live in a greenhouse. Come on.
Why does your mom want to kill the rest of us?
Yeah.
Because she is secretly involved in ISIS and taking down the whole human race one measles at a time.
Is she a whale?
She's not a whale. She looks like one because she doesn't eat good food, even though she acts like she eats good food.
Does she eat krill?
No, unfortunately not. Yeah. I thought there would be krill here.
So did I.
Terry?
Yeah, child that looks like that other child, but with a different voice.
Can we have a learning moment?
Well, there's a learning moment in it here for you.
Teachable moments.
You know what? ISIS is actually controlled by the whale Illuminati.
That's no, the Illuminati!
That's right. There's a secret society of whales that meet at the bottom of the ocean
My
and
mom
hate our
said
freedom.
It's called the whale Illuminati.
Yeah, whale Illuminati.
That's right. The whale Illuminati is another name for it. You just portmanteau that. That's a learning moment for you guys. Portmanteau is when you combine two words into another word.
Like Spork.
That's fantastic example there, kid. That sounds like that other kid, but yeah, with a different...
Harry, if you go to the other side of the ship, is it a starboard mantle?
No, that's just a terrible joke.
I don't get it.
Well, here's a learning opportunity for you. You see, a ship has two sides, left and right, except in the ship industry, call them port and starboard.
Waves on the starboard bow! Waves on the starboard bow!
Don't make fun of the way I yell, this is important!
Don't make fun of the way I yell, this is important!
Lieutenant Chomsky, you'll get us all killed!
I guess I will, but you have the stupidest voice for being in the nest up there.
Well, I can't help it. People don't like me talking below decks because I resonate with the wood.
Well, perhaps you should have gotten a better voice long ago.
Chomsky, won't you please warn the others?
Not until I get another zinger in on you.
Oh, well, if that's how it has to be, then out with it. Out with it, Chomsky.
Oh, let me see. You're fat. No, that's not very clever.
I barely eat.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. Your hair is more of a rat's nest than... No, that's not very clever either.
Than a crow's nest? Is that what you were going for?
Yes, but... I see, I'm not very quick with these wits.
Hurry, hurry! We are all depending on you!
My personal needs and versus the needs of the ship. I'm very having a hard time here.
Well, I mean, look, we all give our best when we're under assault from the elements, so I think that it's very reasonable.
The whales
to
and
you.
Such?
The whales.
The whales.
The whales.
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 How do you say it like that?
That's the whales.
Whales.
I don't know why I sound better on that one.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe it's because a whale killed my father.
Oh, wow, you actually sounded manly there.
Well, thank you. Revenge.
You should be talking like this the entire time.
Revenge is a natural graveler.
Wow, you sound like Batman.
Thank you.
Na 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 Batman. Oh man, I love watching this with you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's your parents are gonna be home any minute, so yeah, should probably
go put the cheese nips away.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
Oh,
hey.
Oh my God.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs.
Santos.
What are you doing in here?
We're just having.
Honey, why do you have your cheese nips out?
Because I'm a woman. Now I turned 17 this week, and you know what?
Put away your nips. Put away your nips.
Damn it.
It's not her fault. It's my fault.
No, it's not. Shut up. Don't take the blame for this, Todd.
I talked her into watching Batman, that scandalous show.
Well, of course, if you're watching Batman, you'd want to have cheese nips everywhere.
Have you seen the shorts on Burt Ward?
Henry, do something.
Well, don't. I love him.
Back when we were kids, we used to watch this movie too. What am I supposed to do?
Don't tell them that.
See?
Full disclosure, honey.
Thank you for being honest.
But honey, you need to protect your nips. Your nips aren't for everybody.
But
not for every guy that comes over.
But we love each other.
Yeah.
That's what they all say, honey. Okay? Look.
That's what I told your mother.
He's different.
Yeah.
And that's what your mother said about me to your granddad.
But you guys are married now.
Yeah, you guys worked out pretty well.
But not happily.
Not happily.
I mean, what?
Not happily.
You guys look so happy. You guys just got back from date night.
My parents are always envious of you because date you seem like you get along so
date
well.
Date night, we leave here. I drop her off down at the bar and I go hang out with the guys.
It's date night, but we date other people. That's what keeps
what?
Us happy.
What?
Yeah. What?
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 Yeah. What?
Speaking of which, honey, here's your ring back.
I was afraid that I'm going to lose it because
yeah,
I have
so
to
I hold
take
on
it out
to
of the
it.
Bar.
I'm so like shocked and super grossed out. Like for
Angela, I promise I'll never do that to you.
Thank you.
I promise we'll never be like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're never going to be like that.
I love you, Angela.
I'd run away with you.
Let's run away now from this sham.
Wait, give me a kiss, Angela.
Oh, your cavities are looking quite cavity-ish. I thought I told your mother that you should stop using fluoride toothpaste. I told her to start using a natural toothpaste. This is a natural dentist, and I don't want you using any fluoride.
We have a list that we'll hand out at reception.
Okay, the hygienist doesn't need to talk right now.
I'm sorry, doctor.
Thank you.
I'm eating less carbs, so it's just all sugar.
So you're just eating a pure sugar diet.
Yeah, because carbs are the new bad. They're the new enemy of diets. And so I've switched to just sugar only.
Doctor?
Yes?
Isn't sugar a carb?
Sugar a carb?
Sugar is a carbohydrate.
You should not be talking right now.
I'm sorry, doctor. I thought you gave me your permission.
I didn't give you my permission. Maybe with my eyes, but not with my mouth.
My name's Terry, and I'm here for a learning moment. Carbohydrates come in many different forms, including simple sugars.
I was right, doctor.
You know what?
What?
You're only good for one thing.
Which is?
Sucking my dick.
I thought you would say that. And now I'm sad because everybody knows.
Well, you know what?
I feel like
that's
I could
why I hired you.
I feel like I could intellectually contribute to this practice.
What have you done so far?
I mean, I informed our customer that sugars are in fact a carb.
Do you feel better because of that?
Well, no, I was trying to avoid them, and now I've been eating nothing but them. Okay.
But
like
your
an
teeth
idiot.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you owe this gentleman a blowjob as well.
Terry or the client?
Everybody in the room.
Okay.
Learning moment. Terry doesn't need a blowjob.
Thank you, Terry.
If you're going to stay in this practice, there's one thing you're going to have to keep doing.
Yes, doctor.
It's not giving me blowjobs.
Oh, what? That's pretty heavily implied.
Well, it is, through my looks. But with your brain and your mouth.
You're definitely leaning towards blowjobs.
No, I'm not.
That's definitely where you're going with this. That's.
It's not where I'm going.
Most certainly
where
you're
going.
At all,
shut your mouth. Maybe keep it open a little bit.
I don't. Doc, you have to make up your mind.
Anyways, remember that day you came in and you brought 7 layer bars?
Those are bad for your teeth.
But you don't eat them, but I do. And so did the
doctor,
rest of...
open your mouth right now.
No.
Doctor, open your mouth. I need
not.
To see.
No.
I need to look at your mouth.
I have a filthy whore mouth. No.
That's why we need to see. Just as I suspected, doctor, you have a cavity on every tooth. Look at him, client.
My God, it's worse than my mouth. Here you are belittling me and talking down to me, and your mouth is disgusting.
He's the biggest hypocrite I've ever seen.
But you know what? Let me see your teeth.
Well, they're covered in cum.
If you want to get onto this bus, you're going to have to pay me first.
Well, I don't have... My tokens are out, sir. My tokens and my pass is... I left that in my locker.
Well, then we're at an impasse because I can't let you walk onto this bus. It would be against the rules. Everybody else on this bus is paid.
Excuse me, does anyone on the bus have a pay it forward moment they want to do right now? Like
a what?
A pay it forward moment.
What does that do?
It was a terrible movie.
Oh. I thought it was a good movie. Kevin Spacey was a beautiful actor.
Do you want to watch a terrible movie with her is what she's asking.
Oh, no.
No. I'm not asking that. That's not what I'm asking. Does anyone have...
I would watch a different Kevin Spacey movie with you.
K-Pax.
Can we watch K-Pax?
Oh, my God. A 38-year-old woman and I haven't been asked out in a long time. Or is there two gentlemen fighting over me?
Oh, no. I just want to watch K-Pax.
Yeah, we don't need her at all. Dude,
yeah,
you want to get off of the
bus? I got my iPhone
K-Pax?
Right here.
Oh, cool.
I would
take the
really
seat next
like to,
you. To
do, be involved in this somehow.
No, that's cool.
You'd have to get on.
I want to watch K-Pax.
Man, there's an extra empty seat right next to us.
Unfortunately, we don't have anybody who can financially fill that seat.
Man.
Well, does anyone... I mean, seriously, it's like $1.25. Does anyone have $1.25?
Well, if anybody else is interested in paying it forward, there's a little boy that dies at the end of it. So if you're interested in killing a little boy...
Is that the end of Pay It Forward or K-Pax?
Don't ruin it! Spoilers!
I don't even want to know. Don't even ask that question.
Now you don't need to watch K-Pax.
Anyway, turns out the rental costs $1.25. Man, they really get you on that.
Well,
click.
Don't drive away.
K-Pax.
Splash! Man, I didn't want to get wet today. My skin is naturally overly oily, and I just was expecting to...
Whoa, ma'am, the water just ran right off of you.
I know, I'm like a bird.
You have naturally extremely oily skin.
I know, I'm like a bird.
You only fly away. Hi, I've been here the whole time.
What?
Nelly Furtado.
Here's $1.25. I'm loaded.
Oh my God, thank you. Timberland?
What?
Timberland, the guy who discovers Nelly Furtado.
On one side of your face, you look like Nelly Furtado. On the other side of your face, you look like Timberland.
Here's something not many people know.
It's like Face Off.
No, yeah, well, we were born this way. We each have half a brain, and one of us is the business half and the other is the creative half.
Beautiful.
This makes so much sense now.
That's why you only ever see the right side of my face in my music videos. And why I only ever do business with left-handed people.
Okay, Nelly, we need you to turn further to the left. We got some Timberland in that last shot. You need to turn.
I don't want anyone to see Timberland.
So, Nelly, I see this next song. You want to do a sequel to I'm Like a Bird? I'm like a producer?
I am like a producer sometimes.
So, I'm like a producer. I can only turn to my right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand these lyrics. Oh, there it is. I see.
I'd like you all to meet Timberland, my producer, the man who discovered me. Now, you crank those levers. You work those levers.
You got it.
I'm like a producer, I'll get just what I want. I'm making all those hits, I'm gonna be the best. Yep. I'm like a producer, I do whatever I want. I'm the man with the business, I'm holding all the chips, the poker chips. That's me, I'm a producer.
And we're back to the cutting edge. What's new in music?
What is new in music?
Well, you guys, we just debuted a new track from Timberland Nelly Furtado.
Now, what I like about this is it doesn't hide all the business.
You know aspect. What I like about it?
What is it?
That it just gets straight to the bloody point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like she's so raw.
Yeah. She doesn't hide anything.
I find it pretty pedantic and predictable. I thought it was quite a weak effort for a sequel.
Right, well, you don't see a lot of sequels in music anymore these days, and I admire them for bringing back the sequel.
I'm trying to think, like, what are some famous sequel songs? There's 22 Acacia Avenue, sequel to Charlotte the Harlot by Iron Maiden.
R. Kelly,
did he do sequels?
He did a sequel to This Is the Remix Edition of the song about stuff.
That's my favorite. Yeah. I forgot about that.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
There was a Thick as a Brick 2. There was a Tommy 2, where he also loses the ability to feel. Yeah, it was not very
good. Is that true that he lost the ability to feel in Tommy 2?
No, I made that up.
Bloody believed you for a second there.
The others are real, though. The others are real.
Because I did the musical in high school. Did you? Yeah, and I, you know, The Who, I mean, they could come out with if that would be bloody brilliant if they came out with Tommy too and he couldn't feel.
Well, frankly, as so long as John Entwistle and Keith Moon are dead, it's not The Who to me.
Yeah. Well, there you go, being bloody deep again.
Speaking of sequels, Led Zeppelin 2, Led Zeppelin 3, those are sequels. That's how I see it. Anyway.
And that's The Cutting Edge.
My name is Roger Daltrey.
Roger, it appears that you'll have a new obsession with scotch.
I do. I find myself just taking it in at any given moment. My throat has long since lost feeling. It burns no more.
Barbara, we're back on the air in about 5 seconds. Do you think you can use that information to make Roger cry?
Well, of course.
Back on the air.
Let's do this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm Barbara Walters, here with Robert. Robert, I just want to let you know that I'm one of your biggest fans. Hard to believe, right?
Barbara, I'm still going to be in your ear. It's Roger.
Roger, sorry. I'm in my 70s.
Hello.
I have some memoiwas, but I just want to let you, I want to get to know Wu. I want to get to know you.
Roger, another producer here. I'm in your ear.
Oh.
Now, if you cry, the ratings will go so high.
Oh, I've never cried in my life.
So, Wajo, we just want to, I want to know about your mother's death.
Oh, yes. Well, she went very slowly, very painfully.
Okay, sadder. Made it
telling
sadder.
Us how much she loved us.
Try to figure out exactly how she died.
No, I heard the rumor is that she died in a car crash, but there's other rumors saying that you were the one who was driving at the time.
I was going through a time of severe addiction.
Well, excuses. Something was hurt and it was
something's
butt.
Happening in my eyes.
No. Oh,
look,
wow.
My eyes.
Oh
my.
You need to take this home. Tell him you don't know what band he's from.
You know what? I just want to let you know I was lying earlier. I don't know what band you're in.
But it's not respect you at all.
I mean, seriously, no one's heard of you in a million years.
Mother, I'm coming. Mother.
Yeah, tears. Tears of rage.
What's happening? What's happening right now?
You're making my job a lot easier. That tear was worth $1 million.
$1 million?
Yeah.
You used me, Barbara.
And now I'm going to use you in the bathroom. Meet me there 10 minutes.
Should we be saying this on the air?
No. You know, I just buy these special supplements that make my pussy slippery as a slide. A water slide.
I'm going to stay in your ear and guide you through this.
Thank you.
I'm going to stay in your ear too, Barbara, because this is ratings gold.
Meet me in the womb. I mean, the bath
the womb.
No.
You got to get up in her womb.
Oh, I've never been in a womb.
It's
I was
like
a test tube, baby.
It's like a cave. It's like a best cave.
A what cave?
A bass cave.
A cave with bass in it?
Bear.
Bass?
Bear.
Hello, honey. It's good to be back in the cave.
You were gone so long this time.
Well, I went out there in search of berries and honey and decided I may as well hibernate while I'm there, while I'm out.
Good for you, but I was stuck here with the cubs.
Well, they're lovely cubs, and I'm very happy that... Hey, come here, Papa's back.
They
Papa.
Cry all the fucking time,
come
for
here.
Christ's sake.
Come say hi to Papa Bear,
you
come say hi
to... You think
it's
okay to just abandon your family? Oh, okay, yeah, you're a big bear.
I am a big bear.
You're a big, stinking fucking bear.
You, not in front of the cubs.
Oh, not in front of the cubs.
Mommy,
you don't have the right.
Mommy.
Yeah, what is it, baby?
I don't even recognize this guy. It looks like the guy that went out for milk and cigarettes a long time ago.
Yeah, well, that guy died.
What? No, don't you dare spread lies in them.
Then why is he here? Why is this
guy
here?
Come here, kids. Come here. Don't you listen to a thing that your mama says.
You
I'm
stay
back.
Away from them. You're not coming anywhere near these
I'm
cubs.
Hug a stranger.
Oh yeah, you're so tough. I've already called the bear cops.
I'm so excited to see Barry the Bear Cop. He comes over every night after we go to sleep.
Barry the Bear Cop comes over here every night after they go to sleep. What haven't you told me, Bear Bruh? What haven't you told me?
Well, Barry, it's not you to say what I get to do at this point anymore. You were gone for 2 hibernation seasons. I've moved on.
I should have stayed gone. I never would have had to deal with this.
You should have stayed gone. You should have stayed dead.
Kids, I want you to know that nothing your mother says is true. She's a liar.
No, she says you are.
She doesn't love you.
Barry the Bear Cop gives us free things that he confiscates from criminals every night.
Like what?
Like a picnic basket.
Yeah.
Picnic baskets.
And we've got
that was mine. He took it from me.
Yeah. Guess who evades the rangers just fine? Who never gets caught? Who never has to stay out all night?
Yeah.
Barry the Bear Cop, unlike you, who always gets caught by the rangers and has to stay out all night.
One of these days, I'm going to tear that ranger's heart out.
So you go suck that honey, and you stay away from our honey, which is our mom, because she's so sweet. And you know what? Barry's gonna suck on her honey. And you know what?
Ew.
We like Barry better. I can't believe I just said that. I'm so scared right now.
One of these days, Barry's gonna get what's coming to her, and then you'll be mine again, Barbara.
And Barry's not transvestite. What? I'm so confused right now.
Did I say her?
Yeah. It's okay. Mom's into weird things.
No,
I've seen her videos on the internet.
We have internet in this cave?
Yeah, we do now because of Barry. He takes care of us.
Barry has a really good pension.
Barry. I hate that guy. I'm going to go have a good chat with Barry right now.
All right, just don't get confused because all male bears are named Barry.
Yeah, I know. That's my name. We established that too. Barry!
What?
Barry!
What?
You fucking my wife.
Yeah, I'm fucking your wife. What? Big man!
Yeah!
Big man!
Yeah, I'm a big man! You don't do that. Bear doesn't shit in some other guy's woods.
I'm not shitting in another woods.
That's a metaphor!
I'm just plowing your wife. What's the problem?
No, that's a problem for me. I got cubs, and I'm pretty sure they're all mine.
Oh, well, maybe you should double check on little Barry.
Little Barry? Which little Barry? The big little Barry or the smaller little Barry?
The little Barry.
The little Barry. I guess he does have a funny nose.
Oh, you're saying I have a funny nose now.
You do have a funny nose now that I think about it.
Well,
it's gonna look funnier when I claw it off of you.
Stay the fuck back.
I'm right, and my son is not my own. I'm going to go home and I'm going to eat that child. Just like bears do.
What?
Well, polar bears do that.
Bears don't do that.
Polar bears do.
Yeah, but you're not a polar bear.
I could be a polar bear if I wanted to.
Hey, Terry here for a teaching moment. Bears eat their young when they're not proud of them. That's all.
Thank you, Terry.
He has an amazing mustache.
He does. I wonder if it's because of a problem he has.
I bet he has one of those bear lips.
Barry, I'm actually kind of humbled by how civil this has gone.
Well, I understand that you'd be angry, but at the same time, you were gone for a really long time, and I really like having sex with your wife.
It hurts to hear you say that, but I understand, I guess. You know, I just haven't been there. I've been out, you know, I just had done some amazing things, really. I went in a hot air balloon with a small child.
What? Like
a human child. We had an adventure together.
Was it hilarious?
Yeah, and heartwarming.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Wow, this is amazing.
Hey, human child.
Oh, my God.
Look over there. That's where your parents are. We're going to go get them.
Are you going to eat them?
No, I don't eat people. I'm a bear.
Oh, well, it would be kind of cool if you mauled them a little bit because they took my video games away.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
I have a hard life.
You do have a hard life.
As a suburban white kid, you know? I mean, I guess.
Do you ever feel like nobody understands you?
Yes.
Me too.
Man, I'm so glad that I won this adventure that my parents wanted a raffle for a charity for kids with cleft palates.
Yeah. Well, there they are. I'm gonna put this balloon down.
Oh, there you are, Danny.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi, Dad.
Hey. Oh, you brought a friend home.
Yeah, I brought a friend. You guys suck, but here's my friend.
So you want to come in and eat dinner? We could set another place.
Do we have honey? Do we have any honey?
I could get some honey.
We're having krill tonight.
Oh, we're having krill.
Yeah.
I've never had,
because here's what I wanted to... We were going to tell you this earlier, but your father and I are splitting up.
Oh my God.
And I am...
That's right.
I've been seeing a whale on the side.
Oh, you... What? No, yeah. No, not Whaley Whalerson the whale.
Yeah, no, that's the one.
Yeah, no, he was, no, that was my teacher. He's my teacher.
Well, not anymore, and you've moved on to third grade. So I decided to, you know, really take that dick as far as I could take it.
Oh my God, Mom. Does this mean I get my video games back?
That's up to your father.
Well, I'm... I'm just your, you know, single, your divorced father. What is the term for me?
Divorcee.
Divorcee Terry.
Yeah, and so I'm going to give you all the video games you want so that you like me more than your
mother.
You're
probably going to move into that apartmentplex around the corner where all the single men live.
To be fair, I'm probably going to forget about you and start a new family.
You can't do that. Well, then I'm stuck with this piece of shit that neither of us love.
More maybe I can leave with the bear.
Oh, I just saw reflections of my own life in this conversation. I have a family at home that I haven't seen in a long time.
Hey, you should probably go find them before you lose them forever.
Wow. It would be really sad if I did. I've realized through this adventure that I truly love them.
Please take me with you. I'm so sick of eating hummus and going to really good schools.
Or you could eat our child because we're disappointed in him.
Yeah, bears do that. I learned that from a guy named Terry.
Don't eat me. I taste like hummus and really bad problems.
I've never had hummus, but I have had really bad problems.
Take me away from this stupid white nightmare.
Okay, but I might have to leave you before I get home for continuity reasons.
And that's our show. Thank you to License to Krill. Thank you to Will Robert.
Hey.
And thank you to Kristen Ann Pichette.
Thank you.
You can learn more about what's happening with License to Krill by going to their Facebook page at...
License to Krill.
Facebook.com/License to Krill.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't really know. If you put in the search engine.
And it's the second thing that comes up
behind. In Google, it's the second thing. In Facebook, I think it's the first.
Yes.
Awesome.
Because you're probably friends with
us. And you can catch us at Huge Wednesdays right now. I don't know when this is going to come out.
Yeah, it'll come out soon. And through when are you performing?
End of February.
Through the end of February.
And then we'll have one more show coming up, I believe. I just talked to Jordan Boehner last night that we'll be doing the variety show with M4W.
With M4W over at Brian Michael.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. So check out Huge Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays through the end of February over at Huge Theater. That's 31st and Lindale in Minneapolis.
Love you, Huge.
And you can check out more of what Huge has to offer at HugeTheater.com, and also check out Bryant Lake Bowl, which is about two blocks away from Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Such a tight-knit community.
It sure is. And Philip, what do we have going on between the two of us?
Well, you can see the Houlihans performing alongside License to Krill just for one more Wednesday, this first Wednesday of February. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we'll see. But you can always check me out at my YouTube, youtube.com/PhilipSimondet.
And currently I don't have any performances on the docket, but I'm teaching a couple of classes and coaching a couple of tunes. So
shaping more the future on that. Of improv.
Yeah, a little bit. So, Philip, how can people get a hold of us?
They can. Keep in touch with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/nextatbat. Send us an email, nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com. And also check us out on noisepicnic.com.
And go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast, rate and review us. Let us know what you think, please. And we will incorporate your ideas into our show, possibly. And tune in next week when we're going to have a brand new guest on. Philip loves that part. Until then, as always...
Praise Jaibosh.